We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler, Toby Altizer, and we are ecstatic to be here with you. It is Martin Luther King Day. I do hope you take some time to acknowledge what he has meant to this country. It also means that some of you might have the day off. We don't. We're a live show today. It is live. The NFL playoffs are nearly complete with their wild card round. Nay, their super wild card round. And I want to tell you right now how this is going to go this week. Because the Packers have the San Francisco 49ers coming up, and that game will be on Saturday night. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're not messing around. This is not a woe is me. This is not a panic. This is not a, hey, remember that one time they beat us? We're going to go to, and now I'm confident we're going to win the Super Bowl. So that's what's happening here. Maybe they don't win the Super Bowl. Maybe they don't even go. But I'll tell you one thing that I will bet any body part on, even that one, is that they are going to beat the San Francisco 49ers on Saturday. That's happening. The Packers are going to beat the San Francisco 49ers. I think I need to drill that into some of your heads because the amount of panic swirling around this game is not becoming of a 13-time world champion football team and its fan base. It didn't matter where I looked yesterday. It didn't matter where I communicated with somebody. Social media, that's sure. Social media is a cesspool anyway, where our innermost worries are on display for the world to multiply. But I'm talking good old-fashioned family and friends. I'm talking all week. People trying to map out how the playoffs would go. Oh, I don't want to play the Niners. Why? Oh, I don't want to play the Rams. Well, we got to play somebody. Who did you think the Packers are going to play this weekend? The Bears again? An exemption? Jacksonville? Purdue? This is the playoffs. We're going to play the best of the best. We're going to play the San Francisco 49ers. They had an up and down year. They're getting hot at the right time. They can do some things very effectively. They're a good team. And then if the Packers win, the Packers win, they're going to play a team better than the Niners. And then when the Packers win that game, they're going to have to play a team better than that. This is the playoffs. You got to play the best of the best. And let me remind you that the Packers are the best of the best. They are 13-4. They are the number one seed in all of the playoffs. They've got the MVP quarterback. They've got the should-be coach of the year. They've got three all-pros, including an inside linebacker none of us heard of a year ago. And they got reinforcements coming back. So if I'm any of these teams, and I want to think of what's the best route to the Super Bowl, who's got the best chance, it's by far the Packers. So let's not do what we were doing all weekend. Because I look, maybe I talked to you over the weekend, maybe I didn't. Maybe I tweeted with you, maybe I didn't. Maybe you're a good buddy. Maybe you're my dad. But there's a lot of worries from a lot of people, and I'm here to put an end to it because it's outrageous. This is a team, the Green Bay Packers, that, as I said, went 13-4. Our confidence in them rising throughout the year. Niners have a very nice scripted drive to start the game against the Dallas Cowboys, and we're done? We're in panic mode? That's how we're going to do it? If you watch the rest of the game, which I know you did, the Niners didn't wipe Dallas out of the building. The Niners lost a few guys on defense. The Niners hardly got by a team that, again, what have I said all year about the Cowboys? That's a great football team winning in spite of their head coach. And that's what happened yesterday. The Dallas Cowboys are a good team. They've been able to overcome, their talent's been able to overcome Mike McCarthy's blunders, but that did not happen yesterday. Cowboys lose to the Niners. And they had, what, 14 penalties? They had a bunch of penalties, a lot of self-inflicted wounds. So I'm good. I'm good. If there's anything that I'm worried about, it's that the NFL Super Wildcard Weekend might suck. That was a lot of football to watch. It was very exhausting. And, of course, and I think a lot of us did, we watched every second of it. The first game was good. Bengals and Raiders. Bengals move on. The second game, I mean, the Bills, unless you, like, salivated over seeing the Patriots get waxed, which is weird if you did, that game was no good. The Eagles-Buccaneers game was maybe the worst, not even football game, just the worst 3 hours of anything I've ever watched in my life. Very frustrating. We'll talk about all this in detail. The Niners-Cowboys game made me upset because every Packer fan I knew suddenly has us losing to San Francisco. Plus, I did a fantasy pool, and one of the teams I rode was the Cowboys. And that was a massive mistake. And then the game last night, Steelers take a lead, and then it was over. Chiefs poured it on. And tonight, who knows what we'll see tonight with the Rams and Cardinals. So the winner of the game tonight then will take on Tampa in Tampa, and then the winner of that game will come to Lambeau and play the Packers because the Packers are winning on Saturday against the Niners. So just laying it out, that's what we're doing here this week. This is a pep rally week. You can leave your concerns at the door because they're not losing this week, okay? I mean, they're just not. So who cares who we play? They were always going to win this game, and they're going to win this game. And I know they've lost to the Niners like 8 years ago, and it's still, you still remember that. And I know this whole decade's been the Packers and, you know. The road for the Packers to get to the Super Bowl is as good as it's ever been for this team. Maybe ever. Certainly since 2010. If we just look at the last decade. Home field. Best team in the league. Best quarterback. Best coach. All pros. Reinforcements. Lambeau Field. Fans in the stands. Cold weather. So if they don't... Part of my confidence with the Packers, a part of it, The big reason of confidence is that this team is good as they're good. Tempted to swear, won't do it. But they're good. The other big reason with this is because if they don't get it done this year, well, I'm just resigned to the fact they're never going to get it done. Because the road for them could not be laid out more perfect. And if they don't get it done this year, then, you know, that's it. They're never going to do it again. This is their best chance. It is laid out for you. So if you get all these head starts and then don't get it done, well, you're never going to get it done again. Which is crazy because the year that they did go to the Super Bowl in this current era is a year they were the sixth seed and then they had to be on the road for three games. You're the one seed in all of football. You had the one bye in the NFC. Everything comes through you. I mean, if you don't get it done now, you're never going to get it done. And I can't fathom that would be true. So, pep rally week. I'm tempted. Toby, I'm tempted to just start breaking down Tampa Bay, honestly. Let's do 2 weeks on Packers Tampa Bay. I'm tempted to do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to go that far ahead, but I mean, I don't see a reason that Packers fans should be scared of the 49ers. Like you said earlier, they're not playing the Lions. They're not playing the Bears. They're playing good football teams no matter what. And, I mean, they're a reason that the 49ers were not a top four seed. They're a good football team. They absolutely can beat the Packers, but so can every other team left in the playoffs. But when you look at this Packers team, there's no reason for you to be scared of facing a 49ers team. I think when you look at how the Cowboys play football on the defensive side, I don't know that when you look at their team that you would look at them being very disciplined. And I think that's what it comes to. That's what it takes to stop the 49ers offense. Is maybe you don't need the most skill, but you need to be disciplined. And I think the Packers defense this season, you have guys that can get the job done. And like you said, the Niners might be missing some guys on that defense. And if that's the case where they're not having Fred Warner, they're not having Nick Bosa, I mean, come on, that just makes it even easier for the Packers. It's not one where you can say it's a cakewalk. No game in the playoffs is going to be a cakewalk unless the Eagles somehow found a way to come to Lambeau. But there's no need to worry. Like, you've been confident all season long the Packers can beat anyone they step on the field against. I mean, we were talking about having confidence that maybe the Packers are a good enough football team they could beat the Chiefs even without Aaron Rodgers. And now you're scared of the 49ers? I mean, come on. Can they beat them? Sure. They're not going to, though.
Yeah, I'm not saying the Packers are going to win this game 50-0. And I'm not going to dismiss the talents and skills of the 49ers. They got here. They deserve to be here. You know, when I look at this matchup, I get that there's reasons to some people are going to take the Niners as an upset. They're like the hot team right now. They were the sexy team coming in to take. Then they won. You know, I think you're going to see a handful of people doing that. The Debo Samuel's incredible. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo's doing what he needs to. Their running game's very good. They've got a good complement of wide receivers. The defense is holding up. So I'm not going to tear down the Niners. I'm just building up the Packers because I think we have to remember. We always do this about, oh, who do we play? What are their strengths? Well, what are our strengths? What are the Packers' strengths? Basically everything except special teams. And as we were talking about last week, I think the Packers are good enough to overcome any special teams blunders. We talked last week about variables. You have to be good enough to beat the unexpected and to beat the crazy. You know, last week or last Saturday, the Bengals and the Raiders, there was an inadvertent whistle and, you know, the Raiders lost because they're not good enough to overcome these fluke things that happen in these high-stakes games. The Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, runs the ball, gets up not in time, and then they lose. You have to be good enough to prevent yourself from getting in that situation, which they were unable to do. And I just think the world of the Packers. Like, I'm watching this football team with you. This is a good football team. They win games, and they're getting people back. I mean, I keep thinking we're not thinking about that one. So I don't care what the stats were during the season. I don't care if you want to give me point differential or DVOA or whatever. You look at the team they have now. You look at who's coming back. This is the best team in football that's left. And it's just a matter of them getting wins when they have to. And now they have to. So again, I'm not underlooking the Niners. I think a lot of people are underlooking the Packers. And I think one thing that we're doing here is it's part of being a fan. I wish it wasn't. It happened a lot during the Bucs run. We're just the PTSD is strong. Packer game at Lambeau, we think of Kaepernick. Packer game at Lambeau, we think of Vic. Packer game at Lambeau, we think of Tom Brady. Packer game at Lambeau, we think of the Vikings. We don't win them all anymore. And so we think of, oh, I remember when they played the Niners and then they lost. Aaron Rodgers has never beat the Niners in the playoffs. I remember when Terrell Owens beat us in 1998. Okay. I'm talking about the 2021 team. I remember when the Packers beat the Niners in 2021. I remember when the Packers went 13-4 and set themselves up. Now, I'm only thinking about this year. I'm not thinking about last year. And if the Packers win and then Tampa Bay, when the Packers win and when Tampa Bay comes here, oh, I'm thinking about Scotty Miller and Kevin King. Okay, well, that was last year. I'm in the here and now. This Packer team is the best team left. They should go to the Super Bowl. So that's where I'm at. So that's what's happening this week. This is a Super Bowl year. And one drive from the San Francisco 49ers against the messed up Dallas Cowboys team is not going to scare me off of that. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. So do we want to go back and forth on this? Or what I would like is a pep rally. I mean, you're welcome to call in with any thought that you have, but I want to make this a pep rally week because I'm pretty excited. The Packers are going to go to the Super Bowl. They're certainly beating the Niners. Aubrey is in Plover. Aubrey, start us off today. Am I speaking gospel or am I talking crazy?
I'm going to piggyback off of a lot of what you said.
There we go.
First thing I want to touch on is something you can apply in your real life, but this is a perfect time as any to apply it to, you know, being a Packer fan. You know, someone mentioned once, you know, about anxiety and worry. Instead of thinking about if everything went wrong, think about what would happen if everything went right. Be positive. We have all of these insanely talented, especially defensive players coming back. I mean, Whitney Merciless. I mean, that came out of left field.
Yeah.
He's going to come back. He's going to play. Zadarius, I can't imagine a scenario where he doesn't. And something you mentioned last week, Bart, was, I mean, in every single game, you're going to have these moments, these fluky things or these instances where the ball doesn't go your way, you don't get a good call, whatever. Packers are a good enough team to overcome that. The Cowboys weren't. They had, 14 penalties called against them yesterday, mostly pre-snap, a couple defensive holding penalties against D linemen, which I've never seen in my life. If they make one less mistake, they win that game. If they make three less mistakes, three less penalties, they win it by a touchdown. Really poor clock management, really poor everything. Is that the same as Green Bay? I don't think so.
Yeah, we're looking back at all these games that we lost to the Niners with the coach who just lost to the Niners. Like, Matt LaFleur is not Mike McCarthy. We got to remember that, too.
Oh, exactly. I was kind of afraid for McCarthy's health yesterday, though. He was getting red and purple in the
Yeah. I worried about the big guy, for sure.
He was kind of rough there, but I mean, look at who we have. You know, we have Aaron Rodgers. You think if we're down by, I don't think we will be, if we're down by a touchdown, we need we have a minute to go and we need to drive the ball down the field and score a touchdown. We have Aaron Rodgers. You don't think he'll know to maybe slide and get down and clock the ball when there's time left on the clock?
Well, they're not running that play either. They're taking shots of the end zone, which Dallas should have done.
Yeah, maybe it's an NFC East thing, running quarterback draws and quarterback sneaks when it's not opportune. But yeah, I'm kind of doubling off of what you said. I think it's an opportunity right now. You know, the Terrell Owens game, you know, back in 99, Obviously, the couple Kaepernick games that we've lost, certainly a couple years ago, it's a great opportunity for all of these guys, and I would imagine the majority of these guys were on the team 2 years ago, certainly last year. There's no way they don't get to the Super Bowl. They can't. They'll be able to show up. They worked way too hard to get to this point. And like you guys were mentioning, you know, Nick Bosa, we'll see. San Francisco's coming back on a short week, too.
Short week. They got to turn around and play Saturday.
Nick Bosa's going to be out. Well, we'll see. Fred Warner, you know, their linebacker, it looks like he tweaked his ankle. Maybe the 49ers are feeling themselves a bit much. You know, I don't know. I am pretty pumped that it's a Saturday night game. Everyone can, I don't know, how do you want to put it, lube up and get extra loud out there?
They can do what?
That came out wrong. You know what I meant.
All right. I know what you meant.
You know what I mean.
I know. I know. Get drunk? Did you mean drink up?
Yeah. Okay. Social lubricant. I think that's what I meant to say. But look, right. I mean, there's no reason we can't take care of business on Saturday night. Hopefully, it'll be a stress-free game. We can enjoy a couple awesome matchups next Sunday. And you know, I think I'll kind of sign off with this. I remember John and Franklin mentioned right before the Brewers were eliminated. He mentioned, you know, was it supposed to be easy winning a playoff game, winning a championship, or is it supposed to be hard? Like you mentioned a few minutes ago, I mean, we're going to play good teams in the playoffs. We're going to play a better team the next week.
And here's how I look at it. Aubrey, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Good to hear from you again. Here's how I look at it too. Because I do think, and it's hard not to think back of the Bucks playoff run, because that's what we're in here. We're in a playoff run. And so it's hard not to think back to that. And I remember the Bucks playoff run. I was very confident. And I'll tell you what, I enjoyed that more than I've enjoyed anything in my life, sports-wise. And I think there's some people that, you know, if you wait for the sky to fall the whole time and then it doesn't, it's like, did you enjoy that as much as you could have? Did you enjoy it as much as you could have? If you're confident and go along with the ride, it's fun. And I know that there's expectations on this, and I know that we've been here before. It is just it's flat out human nature to think for the worst. It's just flat out human nature to think about the negative. It's just that's how our brains are wired. But I'll tell you something about worrying. It really is a waste of time to worry. It's a waste of time to worry because if it doesn't happen, then you wasted all that time. And if it does happen, if the thing you're worrying about does happen, well, then you spent twice as much time worrying about it. Like, if the Packers lose to the Niners, then let's be sad then. And let's talk about all the blunders then. We don't need to put up the shield and protect our feelings now. They're going to win this game. And then guess what? We're doing it the next week. Well, I don't know the Rams. I don't know the Cardinals. Oh, Tom Brady. And they're going to win that game. Patrick Mahomes. Derrick Henry. Joe Burrow. Josh Allen. I'm focusing on what we have, what we are. And this isn't like, honestly, I'm not doing this if I didn't believe in it. I'm not just saying, oh no, I like the Packers. They're going to be the best. I'm trying to look at this as level-headed as possible. Look at this team. They're the best team. Look at the guys they're getting back. Look at how dominant they are. I mean, again, there's stats that you can nitpick, but this team wins football games, and they've got Aaron Rodgers. How many years have I rallied against that? I would talk to people from all over the country about the NFL, and I'd say, oh, how do you think the Packers will do? And they'd always say, well, if you have Aaron Rodgers. But they're right. But it's more than Aaron Rodgers. They've got Devontae. They've got a great, you know, two-headed monster in the backfield. They've got an offensive line where you take one guy out of there and the next guy steps up. I mean, credit to what the offensive line has been doing this season. They've got a defense that is different this year. That's intense. They're getting guys that have historically been like same old Packers or nobody. You know, like Tyler Lancaster and Dean Lowry. I think of these guys as like Nick Perry's and Brad Jones. If they're not on the Packers, are they anywhere? But then they step up. They got Devondre Campbell and Rasul Douglas. I mean, you don't just find those guys and waste them. Campbell, an all-pro. What an incredible honor for him. And what a great feather in the cap for Goot. And Rasul Douglas is an all-pro on some people's list. I mean, these are guys in addition to what they already had. So I feel good. I feel good. This is a pep rally week. Packers are going to the Super Bowl. At minimum, they're winning Saturday. The aforementioned John and Franklin. John, how we feeling, brother?
Oh, we missed. Oh, no. We missed the music.
Oh, it's early in the morning.
Oh my gosh,
John! Let me put you on hold.
Hang on.
I'm going to pontificate for something else because we started putting music for certain people. Just if you call enough, and you know you establish a little bit of a. But I was so excited because Aubrey mentioned John, and then I was like, oh, there's John, and then okay. 414-799-1250. I want to get out to right now. Let's get out to John in Franklin. John, how we feeling?
Oh, loving it. Loving it.
My bad.
I love the energy.
I forgot
I love
all
the energy
about
of that,
that
music. And that's the energy that the Packers are going to bring Saturday night.
Ah, I see.
When the California boys come up to Lambeau Field for their butt whipping. I consider myself a realist. I'm not a rah-rah fan unless the times I openly call it ahead of time, and this is not that time. The Packers are a better team. And let's not watch the waiver wire, the injury updates every hour for the next, you know, 6 days to see if Bosa's going to play. Bosa's going to play. Okay, bring them on. Bring all of them on. We got a premier tight end we got to cover. Okay, we got a defensive front that's going to stunt and twist. We know what's coming. We got a quarterback that's going to throw us a couple if we decide to catch them. We got a receiver coming at us that can come out of the backfield and come at us from every direction. And we're going to have to figure out a way to scheme that. And I think we're going to get that done. Look, this is the Packers' time. It's all in front of us. It's the Packers beating San Francisco. It's the Packers beating Tampa Bay. And then it's the Packers beating KC. This is how it's going to go. Enjoy the ride because this is what's coming. And thank God we finally got a good football game last night because the rest of the games pretty much sucked.
Oh, last night sucked too.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon, I should say. Yeah,
yeah
I mean,
yeah,
just
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Raiders, you know, the Raiders and Bengals, you know, I got no horse in that race, especially AFC, but I was glad for the Cincinnati people. It was good to see the Iggy Shuffle. I remember watching that. I think I was in my 20s when they, you know, the last time they had some good teams down there. So I guess I was kind of happy for that win for them. I don't think it's going to take them too far.
I collected a lot of Icky Woods cards. He was one of my favorites in my formative years. So I just want you to know that I know all about the Icky Shuffle. I'm not that
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. And just by the way, Aubrey, keep calling in. An intelligent female caller, love it. Bring it on.
And she's giving you a shout out. So
yeah, even without that, it's just good to hear. And you know, there's not enough females in my life that are football oriented, and I love to hear it.
Well, good stuff. Yeah, Aubrey has called in before. It's good to hear from her today. It's always good to hear from you on this wild card weekend wrap-up show where the Packers are going to L.A. and they're going to beat San Francisco. You know what? Now I got energy, John. Let's crank this son of a bee up. Thanks, buddy.
I'm out.
Go, Pack, go. Come on, everybody.
Go, Pack, go.
Oh, yeah. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Doug is in Racine. Doug, I think we can work on getting you some music. What's up?
Hey, Barty, and hey, Toby. Guess what, Bart?
What?
I don't have to work Saturday night, so I can get lubed up.
Yeah, get lubed up for that game.
It's hard to follow lubed up in John and Franklin, man.
Well, you call into the show, you know you're following someone great.
Yeah, I know.
So you gotta step up
well,
your game.
I'm following you and Toby. That's the greatest.
Yeah, me and Toby just slicing and dicing with our words.
Oh, man.
Already.
Man,
I'm trying to keep up with this linguistic masterpiece.
It is hard. Hey, I'm all for it. We are stacked. This is our best chance. I agree with you 100%. I just try to go through the people in my head. Who, you know, what the matchups are going to be. And it's just stacked. It's stacked everywhere. Offensive line, defensive line, defensive backs, linebackers, everything. It's just, this has got to be it. You know, packing three. Boston six, packing three.
Packing three quarters?
No, three games.
Okay, yeah. It doesn't sound as good. That's why I was struggling.
I know it doesn't sound as good, but hey. Remark.
Hey, Doug, claws up. How about that? Claws up.
Yeah, I heard that the other day, claws up.
claws up. Let's do claws up again.
Yeah, right. But,
terrible. Hey, just terrible.
That's all right. Bucks win, Packers win, and then the Brewers next summer. So,
you know, I think I don't have this confirmed, but I think part of the reason that the lockout's happening in baseball is because the players – were so upset about claws up actually being a thing that they don't want to play ever again. That's
right.
Not confirmed, but we'll see.
I don't think you're going to get confirmation on that.
No, I'm still digging.
That's a stretch.
I got tips, so I'm still digging. All right, Dougie.
Yeah, I'm off Saturday, and I'm getting lubed up.
Get lubed up, baby.
Bye.
See ya, Doug and Racine. How about that? All right, I like the confidence. I like the confidence. Maybe if you were feeling negative, I scared you off. But I'm telling you, this is all about to me. It's just not a you rah rah like I want to believe. They're the best team. I mean, I don't know what else to say. They're the best team.
Yeah, there's no reason not to have confidence in the Green Bay Packers. You got Aaron Rodgers.
And if they lose, it ain't my fault.
Yeah, exactly. I've given up. If you putting out chairs down 0-2 in the NBA Finals doesn't jinx a team into losing that series, then there is no such thing as a jinx. So us coming on here and saying, yeah, we think the Packers are going to the Super Bowl. Yeah, we think they can win the Super Bowl. If they lose on Saturday, it's not because of us.
There
it's
is,
not a jinx.
There is an announcer jinx, though. There's an announcer jinx with field goals.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And then last night they showed a graphic about Najee Harris hasn't fumbled all year on 400 touches.
And then fumbles.
And you knew he was going to fumble. You absolutely knew he would, and then he did.
Yep. There is an announcer
jinx,
but we're not announcers.
Yeah, we're not announcers.
And judging by when I heard you do play-by-play, I don't think we have to worry about that anytime soon either.
What a terrible shot at me. Oh, my God. Brutal. 414-799-1250. Mike the Painter.
Yeah, good morning there, Bart.
What's up, Mike?
I am so confident. I feel the confidence with every call so far that, you know, we should not be swayed in any way. This is the team of destiny. We have played and played well almost all year.
Imagine being the Green Bay Packers and feeling so good about yourselves and just having the time of your life. Imagine being one of the players on the team and then, like, you go on social media and you see all your fans who you need to support you, who have been there, who have voted you into the Pro Bowl, who advocate that you should win every award because of how great you are. Imagine then going on the internet and seeing people freaking out about one drive from the 49ers.
Yeah, they're not freaking out because they know those fans are just fair weather fans, and they're not the true blue.
No, it's not though, Mike. Yeah. You got the diehardiest of the diehard. I think even the more diehard you are, the more nervous you are.
I don't know. I'm a diehard. I've been diehard ever since, you know, late 80s.
Well, you're one of a kind, though. You're one of a kind.
I bleed the green and gold, and I just love every minute of this. This is our year. This is, like you said, we're getting all kinds of great players back that were injured in the beginning of the year. It's like we're getting an influx of free agents that, you know, no other team's getting. This is our year. I feel it. I just feel it. It's just, I'm not afraid of the San Francisco 49ers. They're not the 49ers of the Kaepernick or, you know, they're not. This is our year. This is LaFleur.
I think, you know, the 49ers having, like, guys that can run all over us. Like, you know, Eli Mitchell's been playing well. Debo Samuel. I think we can make comparisons. But we're better, our team's better. Those defenses gave up 400 yards rushing in their sleep.
Yes, our team is...
This defense is littered with all pros.
This is our year. This is what we played for all year so far, is to get to this point, to have the home field advantage and not just be a one and done. We're going to be in that NFC Championship game, and we're going to be hosting it, and we're going to be on our way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm with you.
This is just how it is.
That is how it is.
And if Aubrey does need to call in more often, she is a shot in the arm.
Boy, one woman calls around here, and you guys all trip over yourselves.
Well, no, that's not it. It's nice to see a woman that knows the sport and be able to call in and give good insight.
Okay.
You know, and all we do is hear a bunch of guys all day long.
Yeah, you do. You hear the same Southside guy calling in every time saying, go Pack, go there. Hey, I'm with you.
Go Pack, go. Sorry, here.
Thanks, Mike.
Take my call.
Thanks, Mike.
Talk to you tomorrow.
I'm a little rattled. Toby took a shot at my play-by-play out of nowhere. I didn't realize that was coming. I'll have you know that I've won third place in the Wisconsin Broadcast Association for best play-by-play.
Out of three entrants.
Now, that is true.
Well, Ziegler averages 7 points a game. He's got 12 already tonight. Three-point shot, no good. Park the other
spin.
Way. Great spin move.
Great spin move.
Uses the glass. Larry Kennedy. That's a video game spin move.
Ooh,
he just
video
on.
Game spin.
27-20. Long pass for the Vikings. They're looking for a quick bucket. Maybe
don't you just
reset,
envision this game? How great is this?
Yeah. Five to go.
Yeah, wow. Great stuff.
I need to go back and find that. Yow!
Now, I did call a three-point shot in a game, and instead of making a normal human noise, I did this.
Yow!
Okay. So, I'm not perfect. I said third place, not first place.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe we have to worry about it. Maybe.
414-799-1250. The pep rally continues. I'm Bart. That is Toby. Don't go anywhere. We are going to celebrate all week our upcoming win over the San Francisco 49ers. Maybe even cheat and look ahead to our next opponent. Feeling good here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Prescott in the gun, runs up the middle to the 30, to the 25, and slides. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Did he spike it in time? Didn't get it spiked in time.
They haven't said anything official. The back judge, the man deepest away from the ball, he's got the clock. He's keeping track of the clock.
Scoreboard clock is running at zero.
Yeah, so he would be the one to determine where the clock was. Now, again, this could...
That's the end of the game.
Oh, wow. There you go. People now throwing stuff on the field. That's not good. That's not good. Water bottles are coming down. These officials need to get out of the... Yeah, that's not good. Stay classy, Dallas.
Not quite a Varsity Blues moment for Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. So much wrong with that play. I mean, first of all, take a shot to the end zone, maybe. But McCarthy and the Cowboys, Kellen Moore, they wanted to set up one play. They thought Dak could get some yards. Dak maybe bit off a little bit more than he should have. And then it's an issue of spotting the ball because the ref has to, like, touch it, which...
Well, okay, hold on. Are you really going to complain that the ref has to touch the ball to spot it?
What I'm going to not complain about, but what I'm going to just point out, Toby, is how ridiculous the NFL is because... Here is
what's ridiculous about that.
I'll tell you. Sorry.
No, but go ahead.
This is what's ridiculous is that you have Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, guys that have trained their whole life for this moment. Some of the most in shape people ever run 15 yards up the field and then they need to respot it. And here you have some 60-year-old guy huffing and puffing from 30 yards back, who's got to follow them so he can get up and touch the ball and then give it back to them. It's like, it's just insane. Now, the Cowboys need to be aware of this. Dak Prescott, the Cowboys screwed up. They tried to set it down. They have to give it to the ref, right? They screwed that up. You can't blame the ref. You got to know that. But it's just weird that they were depending these 28-year-old fit athlete specimen of man are depending on 65-year-old windbag trying to come up and follow the play with them. It wasn't 11 guys on the field. That line judge guy had to be a part of your play. You almost like got to tell him, hey, jackass, like I'm running. You almost got to have like the offensive lineman carry him.
I
was watching the replay when it was project it out a little
bit. Honestly, though, what do you want the ref to do?
Well, first of all, I want Dallas to call a different play. That play was stupid.
That play was terrible for Dallas. Yeah. That's all on them. The officiating was fine.
The ref did everything that he should have. It's just that it's weird in the NFL. That's what you're depending on.
Yes and no. I mean, it's football. You can't just choose where you want to spot the ball as a player.
Right, I agree with that.
I mean,
but you have to wait for 72-year-old.
He wasn't even that long, dude. It's not like it'd be different if it took him 12 seconds to get down there and it cost him. Like, he was, as soon as Dak slid and got up, like, he was there.
Dude, this ref, I shouldn't ever have to be, as a player, relying on somebody who already knows where they're going to be buried and probably already bought the plot. Okay. This guy's so
old. I don't
know,
man. And if Cowboys fans and the Cowboys want to complain, Dak started his slide at the 26, and then him and his center spotted the ball at the 23. Like, you cannot complain about this. It's not on the referee. They can complain about all they want. Dak can get himself fined and say, good for the people for throwing stuff at the refs. Mike McCarthy can complain that the ref should have been able to get the ball spotted and they shouldn't have had a problem. You had 14 seconds on the clock and you ran the ball 15 yards and slid. Everyone knows that's not going to work. Everyone knows that. I don't understand how people... why is this even a talking point today that the ref was the problem? The problem is that Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore are idiots and don't understand that, hey, maybe we should just go to the end zone. Maybe we shouldn't go into the middle of the field. And if we are going to go into the middle of the field, don't run 15 yards and then also understand that you are depending on the ref. He has to spot the ball. I don't understand how people are complaining about that, too. Why does the ref have to spot the ball? Because that's how football works. You don't get to just choose where you want to spot the ball. If we start doing that all the time, there'll be no such thing as having to worry about first downs, because you see it every time the dudes would spot the ball ahead of the first down marker, give yourself 5 extra yards. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the official. It's all on Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore and Dak Prescott. And I'm just sick of hearing people complain about it, because there's nothing wrong with what they did.
I'd like to think of you as a somewhat mild-mannered, rational guy, but the Cowboys seem to bring it out of you in a way.
Yeah, Cowboys and Eagles will get it out of me.
Because you're from the DMV.
Correct. And it was a very fun day watching both those teams lose.
Oh, yeah, back-to-back. Here's Tony Romo and Gene Steratore trying to figure out what's going on.
You called it. It was risky. They had time. Dak's supposed to go, but you're not supposed to go past 10 or 12 yards. Once you get into that 13, 14, the clock runs and gets away from you on something like this happens.
Gene, here you go. Remember, we saw this on the play after the fake punt, the same scenario where the umpire got in the way.
He has to touch it, though.
Yep.
Dak doesn't realize. These guys don't realize. Yep. He has to touch the ball.
Gene Steratore,
you guys
your
are
take.
All over it, Jim. Yep. You and Tony are all over it. The umpire and official has to touch the football after it's set down to start the next play. And in this scenario, the umpire is going to get through those bodies and touch that football. Where he's spotting it is really irrelevant. It's a matter of him touching it and getting out of the way. And as we saw, time just ran out at the end of the game for him to do that.
What a bizarre way to end it.
Yeah, Jim Nantz.
If there's one fan base, too, that should feel no sympathy, it should be Wisconsin Badgers fans.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen this happen before.
I thought immediately of the Arizona State
that
game.
That was the referee's fault.
Yeah.
This was not the referee's fault.
414-799-1250. So the Cowboys lose, the Niners win. That means the Niners are coming here on Saturday. It is Saturday night. Game will be on Fox. Jeremy tweets in, Bart, this is an awful matchup for the Packers. I could see the Niners running for 250 yards. Goodness. This could be a train wreck. Worst possible scenario is to play these guys. I mean, who do you think you're playing here? How do you think you get to a Super Bowl? You got to beat good teams. You got to beat good teams. Niners are good. They can run the football. The Packers are better. That's why they're going to win. AJ, let's get out to AJ in Milwaukee. What's up, AJ?
Hey, what's happening, you guys? And the stuff with Dallas, yeah, they're idiots, and that was an idiot play. Mike McCarthy, all right, that's what he does. But with San Francisco coming in, we Deebo Samuels may get 200 yards on us if.
Yeah, okay. Deebo Samuel is an incredible talent.
And yeah, and he's a tough guy, and that's where we have a problem with tackling. And that is my only problem with San Francisco. I think that we could beat them, but Deebo Samuels is my only problem. Now, Mike, you can't deny that.
Yeah, so then I look at it from San Francisco's point of view. They're looking at, like, well, we can beat them, but Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones.
Okay, what if they double team Devontae Adams? We got a bunch of guys that can't catch the ball.
Oh, I disagree. Cobb's back. Lazard's been playing well.
Mike, let's run the ball and let's see what we can do. You know what I mean? I love our team. I love us. And Aaron Rodgers cleans up a lot of our stink. And you know that. So that's the only way we're going to get to the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl.
AJ, man, you got to feel good. We're going to the Super Bowl.
Mike, you're a radio host, and I believe you and I love you. But, we got to go with that.
All right, AJ. Mike signing off.
All right.
See ya. Mike, you think I'm wicked? Mike, does he think this is Mike and Mike?
No idea.
Mike. I don't know why I'm in a giggly mood today. Maybe it's because I know we're going to the Super Bowl. Let's go and talk to Pat's on the road. He's going up to O-Town, Ash Vegas, Schlosskosh.
Yeah, Ash Vegas, Mike. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. It's the Mike Winkler show.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, I'm glad you're positive. I'm not negative. I'm concerned, right? I don't think the matchup's great. I would have rather played the winner tonight. It would have been a lot of fun. And this is definitely not Packers Kaepernick. But, you know, the run defense has had problems the last month or two, so there's something there. I had Deebo in fantasy, so I love that guy, but I didn't necessarily want to play him in the playoffs. I guess I feel really good about Devondre Campbell coming back. I love having Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback, right? I think if something happens and we need a turnover, I think he's going to help us out. I think if we get a lead at all, I think he can't come back. So if we get a decent start, don't dig a hole, it's going to be good. I think we're going to win, like you said. It may be a little, you know, nail-biter now and again, but that's the playoffs. But the one to worry about will be the week after, but that should be fun. And I appreciate all your positive thoughts.
Well, I'm just looking at the facts, Pat. Thanks. Be safe on the roads. I mean, the Packers are the best team in the league. I'm not saying anything I shouldn't believe in, you know. You lay it out there and the Packers are the best team. The Niners, what are the Niners thinking? Oh, we got to play the Packers on the road in Lambeau on a short week. Against David Bakhtiari and Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers and Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith and Rashawn Gary and Jaire Alexander and Eric Stoth and Rasul Douglas and Kenny Clark. You know, you talk about the Niners, you're like, yeah, Deebo Samuel and that running back that and one of the Bosas and I'm just telling you. A casual Niner fan can probably name more Packers than we can name Niners. And that tells me we have more impact players. And they're also 13-4. And the Packers beat the Niners this season. People do forget, even though they almost lost. But they didn't. It's got to count for something. KJ is in West Allis. Aloha, KJ.
Aloha, my brother. Thanks for taking my call.
I was just thinking about you the other day, honest to God.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was wondering. Oh, okay. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm good. How about you?
I'm good.
Yeah. Listen, my mama always used to say, stupid is as stupid does. And the Dallas Cowboys are a reflection of their head coach, Mike McCarthy. I mean, they do the dumbest things. Pre-snap penalties, catching the ball and stepping out of bounds. They have no one to blame but themselves. you know, and the reflection of how dumb Mike McCarthy is as coach. They're the most undisciplined team that I've seen in a long time, Bart. And in coming up with this game against the 49ers, I just don't see a way that the 49ers are going to. Jimmy G is good for two picks. He's gonna give the Packers at least two turnovers in that game. And Deebo Samuels, he's good. He really is. So is George Kittle. But I just don't think that they have enough firepower. And I think that the Packers have what I call Bucks luck. You know how the Bucks, when they were in the playoffs, every team they played, their best players got injured. Okay,
or that is true, but we don't want to ever mention that because we try to pretend like that isn't true.
Oh, but it is true.
I know.
I mean, no one knows if Bosa is going to come back. Fred Warner, their best linebacker, got banged up yesterday. So I mean, it seems like every team they played, Bart, this year, especially the good teams, they're missing their better players. So, I mean, that's – you have to be good. You have to be healthy. You have to be lucky. And the Packers are getting healthy. They're good. And they've definitely been lucky in terms of facing teams that are not full strength. And I don't think the 49ers are going to be full strength at all.
KJ, aloha, buddy.
Aloha, my brother. Say hello to my little buddy at home.
I will. Thanks, man.
Okay, aloha, brother.
That is KJ. Aloha, West Dallas. Aloha, aloha. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. And we are day one of five of our pep rally, our Packers pep rally, all week long. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play you. We still got a lot of show left today, but let me play you. This is the promo for tomorrow's show, okay? So I've already made the promo for tomorrow because I know how this show is going to go, and I just want to reiterate. This is the promo for tomorrow's show.
The Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Tuesday morning, the Packers pep rally in the mornings will continue. The Packers are going to beat the Niners. We'll continue to tell you how. If you don't like our overconfidence, well, you're wrong, and I'm embarrassed for you. Get with the program. We're going to the Super Bowl. Join us weekday morning, 6 to 10 on The Fan. See, so that's how tomorrow's show is going to go. It's also a good preview of the rest of the day. We're back in 3 minutes on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.